Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 366 on Monday, because Monday is the new Sunday here at Creekside, and we did not even complete a podcast last week.
We're bad.
We are bad. Our bad. Well, your back got the better of you on Monday, and you even had a meeting you needed to go to and had to cancel your involvement with that, so it's just one of those things that... You know, we said, wait, slow down, and then we picked right back up on Tuesday, and we were so busy.
We're old people.
You keep saying that. You're going to convince us here pretty soon, Don.
Yeah, well.
Well, we had a really busy week at the Creekside Community Brew Coffee House and Pub.
We did. We did indeed. And something's driving me crazy here. There's a hair right there. I got it.
In my face.
It was in your face. It's that one hair that keeps, you know, there's going to be this little cubic scintilla of space on your scalp that's just got to be void.
Well, and just so people know what the heck we're talking about, every time I comb my hair, there's one strand that is longer than the rest, and we pull it, and we find out it really wasn't attached. It came out of my head in some fashion, and we've kidded for years. I should be bald in that spot.
Yeah, because it's always from the same spot.
Yes, but it doesn't happen. So far, so good. I'm not bald.
And I keep throwing, yeah, I use a brush instead of a comb, and the brush I use is... It's a Scoonsy brush. It's not a bad brush. But
you
I am
say
forever.
That for, well, let me just say, the fact that you even know what kind of brush it is, you speak with knowledge because your mother was a beautician. You are the son of a beautician, and you pay attention to those kind of things.
I do. However, I'm not that deep into it. The bottom line is that once a week, I'm pulling a golf ball size, if I compressed it, wad of hair off of my brush. And it's not cat hair.
No, although we do brush, Biju. She has her own brush and comb.
She does have her own brush, yeah. it's me, and I see it, you know, coming off in the brush, and then it's...
Then you think you should be bald, too?
Yeah, I should be bald, too. And, well,
the mysteries of the human body and the reproduction of hair on our head. Who knows, yeah, no, Don?
And yes, it is coming in white instead of... The beautiful ash blonde that it used to be.
You mean mine or yours? Because yours is brown.
Well,
I don't think
my mother called it ash blonde.
Oh no, you're brown. I've been ash blonde before.
Well, I was younger.
Well, your hair was lighter when you were younger. Okay, I'll give you. And now it will be lighter again as you get older, as it comes in white.
Yeah, well, it's the white hairs that I shave off my face that are the most embarrassing.
Oh, they shouldn't be embarrassing. Look at them as. Hairs of wisdom. I don't know. That's too long on hair in this podcast.
And, oh, yes, we could go elsewhere, but we're not going to. Anyhow, we've got March coming up. It's March. We've got something cool coming up in March. We're going to do massages and a drink of your choice.
We are here at Creekside Community Brew. So
it's a madness. It's a March madness.
Instead of March madness, as in basketball, it's March massage madness. But I'm going to pull back just a minute and let people know we're working diligently on the March-April issue of the Owl Creek Gazette. And one of the things we have in there in the magazine is the announcement of the March massage madness.
Okay, so I'm a gun jumper.
You are a gun jumper, because I even have things written in red with arrows, and you're not. You're jumping, Don. You're jumping. I'm going to pull it, wheeling back in here, folks.
Okay, I'm calm
so
down.
We've got the magazine that we'll be going to press this Friday. So many things to include, so many new events happening, and some of them we're sponsors of, some of them we're just involved in that we're hosts of here at the Coffee House, Creekside mm-hmm. Community Brew. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Creekside with Don and Jan is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside Community Brew Coffee House and Pub.
Yeah, we just need to do more of them.
Do more podcasts?
More podcasts. We need more hours in a day. Can we put that request in?
Yeah.
It's not in the book anywhere as to where to put it. Where do you put the request?
I don't even know where that book is. We've often talked about there's a book that you're supposed to get when you become an adult.
It's the Book of Life.
In the Book of Life, there's a whole lot of things they leave out because everyone would run screaming the other way if you knew what all happens as you get older.
The Book of Life has wisdom in it.
Well, that's true, and that's a wonderful song that I can still see Richard Gere coming up the escalator steps in the movie. Mm-hmm. Will you dance?
Shall we dance?
As he was coming up to see his wife, Susan Sarandon. Oh, my goodness, was he handsome. Okay, just excuse me a minute, folks. I'm going to picture that quietly.
Excuse. Da, 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 da. Okay. She needs a moment.
I'm good.
Sorry, anyway, Pat.
And we also want to make sure that people know that Creekside with Don and Jan, this podcast is sponsored by KNR Wireless. And I think sometimes we run KNR together so fast that if you weren't...
KNR.
Right.
That, isn't it?
Right. It's KNR. Those are initials. Wireless. Contact KNR if you live in the greater Effingham area, including Altamont, Effingham, Dietrich, Hartville, Teutopolis, Siegel, Shumway, and Lilyville. That's right. If you are in need of internet, data center.
If you've got a business over there and you need fast internet, they got it.
They do. So you can check them out at knrwireless.net. And that would be something that we are very appreciative of as they sponsor us and have for years.
Indeed. Well,
back to the magazine, the March-April issue of the Owl Creek Gazette.
So March 12th.
Book club. Right, the Owl Creek Gazette Book Club, and we have had 2 months under our belt where we have done...
I don't know, book club.
You don't even have a belt on, so...
No wonder my pants keep falling off when I walk to the back.
Anyway, our book club, we have been featuring the Foxfire series, 12 books, 12 months in a year, works out perfectly. And we've done book one and book two. Book three is coming up, and the first meeting is March 12th. We meet here at the Coffee House, 6:30 to 8:30. And the nice part about the series, and again, if you've never heard of the Foxfire series and you've just tuned into Creekside for the first time, or
explain it, Jan.
As best I can. There was a group of high school students in Georgia that were just not into high school, as happens from time to time.
So, time to time, that does happen.
And if you get the right teacher or the right curriculum or the right opportunity, sometimes interest will be sparked in ways that students can't even imagine. This teacher took his kids out to meet elders in their community in the Appalachian Mountains, face-to-face, interviewed them, and that connection that those high school students developed with these elders of the community and the trades that they had, the skills they had, the way of life, the songs, the music, everything became a reality to them that they might not have seen any other way, that up close and personal. They wrote a newspaper, got the kids interested in writing and media, journalism, photography, and from that, the magazine evolved into books, and now there are 12 books, and then there's offshoots of those books, too, like Christmas, and there's a cookbook and all kinds of things. But
Aunt Ari, yeah.
Aunt Ari is one of the ladies that they became really popular out of the book, and she has had a book written about her. This happened in the late 60s, early 70s, and it continued on. So we've just really enjoyed reading the books, and the conversations in a book club always go in different directions, and we just really love that. So anyway, March 12th is the first time we will be meeting for book three. And like I mentioned when I set up our Facebook event page, while this series has a thread that runs through it with what I just mentioned as to why they did it, each book is so individually in and of itself interesting that you can miss book one and book two and enjoy book three in the conversation we've had. You know, you don't have to read them all. You don't have to come to all the book clubs to be able to enjoy the individual conversations that we can have.
Let me read something here. This book is about hog dressing, log cabin building, mountain crafts and foods, planting by the sign, snake lure, hunting tales, faith healing, moonshining, and other affairs of plain living.
And that was
book one.
Book one, and that's how it started. And then, but they always mention other affairs of plain living throughout all the different books. So that's Thursday night, March 12th, here at the coffee house. Then. Next day, March 13th.
Like we don't have something else to do.
Right. Well, we're here anyway, so we might as well be promoting and enjoying and relaxing from time to time with our customers.
And in this regard, we will be able to relax because Amanda Wilkie will be providing chair massages, and we will be providing drinks, and we'll do the both for $10. And massage time, I think, is anywhere from like 10 minutes or something like that. I don't know how much time she's going to be doing.
I think it's 10 minutes for that kind of a massage.
Yeah. But at any rate, it's a heck of a deal.
And well, it really is. I told my brother today, and he's like, whoa, I don't know if it'll be over, but he seemed pretty excited by that whole thing. But the nice part is we're going to offer it two times. Amanda will be here on a Friday evening. And so if you want to come in, and that's a perfect time to have a glass of wine and get a massage. If you want to come in and wait on Saturday morning, we've got hot herbal teas if you want to relax. Or if you need, you know, a pick-me-up in some other way, we've got all the different coffees. And so it'll just be really neat to see what kind of drinks go hand in hand. And they might want a fruit smoothie. We've got all kinds of options. But I'm really looking forward to this.
Indeed. Then, on March 17th, we have something special kind of going to come up that Joe Keeler from the Greenville Public Library came in and wanted to know if we would be interested in doing something that Adam Brothers did last year, and that is provide tea for their
Tea for Two Tuesday.
There you go. Tea for Two Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And we said,
sure.
Yeah. Duh.
Well, I think that's nice. In the little note that she gave us, so we could, you know, have with us and reread the instructions and directions and that kind of thing. It was nice that they said the library wants to focus on and support local business. And so they invite local businesses to sponsor different events throughout the year. And she thought of us, of course, with the Tea for Two Tuesday. And so we'll be providing some Constant Comment tea and some other varieties, I think, as well.
Yeah. So that's a great idea that Joe's come up with. They have, you know, 90 or so patrons that usually come in on a Tuesday, or, you know, and everybody gets a tea bag.
Yeah, a couple of tea bags, as in tea for two, and two tea bags for you. And then we will go, as long as we're talking about some of the March things
going on,
the second book club meeting for book three will then be March the 26th.
Okay.
So that's just, you know, if you can't make one, you can make the other, ideally, or you can make both, which is even more fun.
Yeah.
Now, those are some of the things we're talking about. We've got other things we'll mention as we go through the magazine that will be appearing in the magazine. But right off the bat, we mention those to let people know of the activities that are happening in the area.
Yeah, because it's early March.
Right. And now we move on to some of the articles and some of the writers that we'll be including in this issue.
We have a guy that we've known for quite a while. Paul Durr is going to do a little article about something you may or may not have heard of. It's called New Illinois. Well, New Illinois is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, statewide organization that educates Illinois citizens about their right to pursue the creation of a new state as defined in Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. The objective is a new state that truly represents rural, small town, and suburban citizens, protecting them from the stranglehold of corruption that is infecting and metastasizing throughout all levels of Illinois government.
And that is the first paragraph of Paul's article. So those are his words, and we really appreciate him sharing that progress, that whole idea, and he will be joining us on the podcast later in the month, too.
Cool. And moving on, we're still looking up with Randy. He's writing an article about things that you can see in the night sky for the next 2 months, and that's worth a worthwhile read.
Oh, I think it is, too, and he owns Looking Up Optics, so this is his business, and it's nice that he shares his knowledge with us in the magazine.
Yeah, even starting with, you know, the new moon and daylight savings time and making sure that you've got that coming on. That's starting next week, by the way.
Look out. I'll be so glad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if we get... Do we pick up an hour, or do we lose an hour, or do we just get confused about the time for a while?
You spring forward.
And then we fall back. Yeah, spring forward. So
The nice part, it begins to be lighter longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then Shannon Strode, who is with us in her Prayer Reflection series, is writing an article, A Crafting Legacy, because March is National Craft Month.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And I've gone through and done some editing with... Keith Ford's article, Garden Planting Fever, and how he's taken a little farm that he's got property in Alabama. That's where his mom is, and that's where he is right now from the passing of their father. He's, you know, just kind of taking care of some things around that, mm-hmm. that property. And the things that you find and the things that you do with and the places that you go and the exercise you get and making compost and growing worms, and he's doing it all.
Well, Keith is a scrounger, repurposer. If it can be turned into something else or turned upside down or turned on its head, he's the guy that can do it, kind of like you, Don.
Yeah, that happens.
And then we've got another article, Fishing on the Illinois River by Dane Lennington. And this comes directly out of our conversations with the Foxfire series books. As we talked in the book club, Dane was telling us so many of the things that he could relate to. And because, you know, survival, self-reliance, do-it-yourself, taking care of your family doesn't happen just in the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
It obviously happens everywhere. Yeah. And so I looked at him several times and said, you've got to write that down. You've got to write that down. Where should I start? So we have him start on the Illinois River.
Well, that's because he kind of grew up around that area. Mm-hmm. And that is really cool. And Parson Owl is somebody that we ran across. It's a story about... an owl, and you're going to have to read it.
Well, I wanted to say just...
go ahead.
I want to say just a little bit about it, how we discovered Parson Owl. We did not create him. We were doing an interview with the Grodys because we're doing an article on the story of the Grody Farm. And in the process, they were mentioning how they got a kick out of the Owl Creek Gazette and their connections with owls. They said growing up, they'd heard the story of Parson Owl. And as they told us a little bit about it, I said, oh, wow, we've got to have that in the magazine. So here's what one of their cousins had written us, Dale Fiedler, I believe his name is. And he says, the story of Parson Owl has been a longtime favorite of our extended family. My father, with his Dutchified accent, yaw, had a unique way of telling mesmerizing stories to all the kids, and one of the family's favorites was Parson Owl's story. The story slightly changed with each telling, and later generations have retold our own versions. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes, and then you can just, you know, folks, you can imagine your own version of Parson Owl after you read the first one here on the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette.
And Butterfly Lady's coming back.
Absolutely.
And she's on the mend. She has mended up from her surgeries and her maladies that she's gone through. She's starting to get around pretty good.
She is, although I talked to her today and she's got some other new issues that popped up. But when she wrote this, she said, I'm 4 months post-op, no longer using a cane and working with physical therapy to get the wiggle back in my walk, she said. I love Kathy Kimmy's way she talks and way she writes. She said it's been tough. But anyway, we're glad to see that part of her crisis is a little bit behind her anyway. And then I got a kick out of the one part, since she's been writing about monarchs and butterflies for a long time with us. She said, as soon as my surgery was done, my doctor left to fly himself and his family to Mexico to see the monarch's migrations. So she's even got a doctor that's a butterfly enthusiast. I mean, how perfect is that?
No kidding.
She said, he told me at my last appointment that it appeared to him there were many more monarchs overwintering in Mexico than he had seen in years. That's good news. And then she went on to say, unfortunately, the monarchs that overwinter in California were wiped out in the fires. The fir tree that they rely on for shelter, the fir trees were burned, and it will take years, if ever, for them to recover. So wow. That's kind of a devastating look, I mean, there's the pros and cons there. You see the good and good with the bad. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to reading her whole article, and I'm sure our readers will be glad she's back on the pages of the OCG.
Indeed. And we're going straight on to our 7th annual Owl Creek Gazette spring event.
Absolutely.
We are having a 7th annual Owl Creek Gazette spring event.
Say it again, Don. Say it again. What are we having?
History and happenings on the National Road.
At our 7th annual Owl Creek Gazette spring event and luncheon.
Yeah, so, luncheon.
So that is Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here at the coffee house. And I know some people said, they kind of looked at me surprised, how can you have it at the coffee house when you're open some of those hours?
Well
we have the extra room that houses the friends room and our banquet area, and we're just going to turn that all into an opportunity for people to come in, see exhibits, hear presentations, check out the good food that we'll be serving up, mm-hmm. and just enjoy themselves. So that'll all be over in what we call 112 South 2nd. It's still connected here with
we're
us.
We're all tied together.
That's right. So on that event, we have the National Road Yard Sale Festival, and the event coordinator, Donna Tauber. I need to ask Donna how she says her last name.
She'll
Tauber.
Tell you.
She will. I should have asked her that before I begin speaking here. She's going to talk about all that, what happens on the National Road at the yard sale. And mm-hmm. I think that's exciting because that crosses state after state after state.
Yeah, and you can – that's one of those yard sales that you don't want to miss because that's where everybody puts every nuanced thing that they've
Right, got. Right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have author and artist David Allen Badger speak, recipes and memories from the National Road Scenic Byways cookbook he put together. And mm-hmm. then Mary Truitt. Then we'll be doing not even a presentation. I'm going to say a portrayal.
Of the woman that walks behind the wagon.
Absolutely. So in our autumn dinners, we generally have a portrayal of a character, and Mary Truitt is going to be serving as our official portrayer, walking behind the wagon back when the National Road was just, the way of covered wagons.
Yeah. And, you know, silly things like they only had to cut the trees to, roughly 13 inches because that's all the ground clearance that a Conestoga wagon had was 13 inches.
Yeah, so they could not have to cut it clear to the ground and know the wagons would still cover. But it made for one awkward, bumpy road as you were walking, I would imagine. You really had to watch your way.
And I would imagine the horses didn't appreciate it either.
I would imagine that, too. So that was a challenge. like I said, speakers, presenters, exhibits, luncheon. The menu will be taken in part from the Illinois Historic National Road Scenic Byway recipes. Adults $20, children 12 and under $10. Tickets are now available at Creekside Community Brew Coffee House. Go figure. And and so just come on in and purchase your ticket. Tickets must be purchased for this event in advance because obviously we have to get the food prepared for that.
Indeed, and we don't know how many widgets to make. So that's why we're doing that.
That's right, and it's not really widgets, folks. The recipes will be a little better than widgets. We have an almond chicken rice casserole as the main dish.
Uh-huh. How many widgets are in an almond?
There are no widgets, folks. No widgets. Move on, Don. Move on. What's next?
Wind in their faces. The Tracy curse continues. And, you know, the Tracy curse is that the wind is always in their it always rains wherever they go.
It does. Wherever Mike Tracy travels and his family.
If he plans a trip, it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Whether he's boating, fishing, walking, driving, whatever he's doing, rain follows him.
Indeed.
And it's become a humorous article.
And I hear that I'm going to do an article on building antennas.
But wait, there's more. Read on. I've asked you to compile a whole bunch of stuff into one article.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't get my notes yet,
Tom. I didn't
Tom.
Get the note yet. Building antennas, kite kits, food on a stick, park it, buddy, and OCG spring event luncheon.
Now, I won't leave you in charge of the OCG spring event luncheon article.
You'd be better off because we'd have widgets in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, and that's not good. They're hard on your teeth. But anyway, you have taken subject matters that I have announced in the magazine in the past, and you've combined them uniquely into one article. I want to see how you do building antennas, kite kits, food on a stick, and park it, buddy, in one article. And by the way,
I can see the article's first line. What do building antennas, kite kits, food on a stick, and Park It Buddy have in common?
I can see that, too. But Park It Buddy, by the way, has to do with national parks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. National Park Week is coming up in April.
I know. We also have 7 Stories of Healing and Faith.
Mm-hmm. 7 days, 7 Stories of Faith and Healing by Lisa Scoggins. And this really came from, she decided on Facebook, and for those of you on Facebook, you often hear how many negative things are shared and negative conversations that go on. And for every negative conversation, there's 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, you know, positive things. And I always say how much I love Facebook for those positive opportunities. But anyway, I saw Lisa posting just, you know, a little blurb on faith and healing. And then the next day she did the same thing. And the next day she did the same thing. And when she got done posting, I went, oh my goodness, 7 days, 7 stories.
You've written an article.
Yeah. So I asked her if we could use it, and she said, absolutely. So I'm going to go in and make those individual posts come together as one article. And she said, do anything you need to do to make it flow, because she didn't write it with that intention. Mm-hmm. But I can certainly do that. And I'm
no
happy.
Embellishment, just connection.
Right. So I'm happy that she's willing to share that with our readers. And then we also have, we said we were going to mention a few more things in March, as we get closer to the back pages of the magazine. We have information on another free presentation, The Financial Benefits of Solar by TikTok Energy. They came, what was it, a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. And it was really nice. They met in the friends' room, and it's always so cozy over there. And they gave a presentation demonstration to folks who had come. And so they wanted to do that again here in Greenville. Those new dates are 3/26 and 4/30. So that is March and April. They'll be back here at Creekside Community Brew to be able to share what they do and how best it can help cut costs and be beneficial to the environment.
They must have found out that we are a solar hotspot.
Greenville is a solar hotspot?
Yeah, that's it. That's my ticket.
That's your story.
That's
you're
my
sticking
story. I'm sticking to it.
And then we will have another article in the series, Angels in the Heartland. Last issue was our Decatur Angel. We had a lot of comments on that. And so we will be having another feature where something like that is shared from a special experience.
Okay. And we have got no more time left. We have got so many things that we need to do tonight just to get ready for tomorrow.
Well, we will be baking at Creekside Community Brew for Tuesday.
And who says we get a day off when you take Monday off?
We don't, but I kind of took yesterday off, and I watched The Stranger, or A Stranger was the name of it. It's a new Netflix series, and I just watched and watched and watched and fell asleep and watched and watched and fell asleep some more. It was really, really interesting. Not a lot holds my attention on new series like that, but it did. I loved it.
Did you learn to speak Australian in it?
No.
or New Zealand? We haven't figured out exactly where it is, but it's close. It's one of them down under countries.
But the nice part is they speak English just with an accent, Don, so I was able to cope.
No wallabies.
Now, we talk about tomorrow and how we're going to be baking. We also want people to know that we came up with the idea of pistachio bagels for National Pistachio Day. We ask
Lydia
of Piety Hill Bakery if she would make some for us, and if so, would they be exclusive only to our coffee house? She said yes and yes. We ground her up a bunch of pistachios. You ran them up to her. She came down and picked them up one day, and then we needed more for the next day. They were so good.
They were
and
a hit.
Such a hit. So we're going to have those tomorrow. Lydia will be baking tonight. Bright and early in the morning, like 4 in the morning, she starts baking. And so if you've missed them and you want a chance to taste them, tomorrow's your opportunity. If you had them and loved them and want another one.
The pistachios are back.
They are. So, and along with a lot of other things. And if you haven't liked Creekside Community Brew Coffee House on Facebook yet, please do. Same way with Howl Creek Gazette. Same way with Creekside with Don and Jan. And, Don, Creekside Open Mic. Tell the folks a little bit about that before we close.
We had a ball Saturday night. We had some good musicians that came in. We had, regular coffee house folks that come in and buy coffee. They also picked up their guitars, drug them in, and knocked out some beautiful music last Saturday night.
And so it brought in as far as performers go, from St. Louis, Greenville, and Litchfield, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, and so, yeah, come on down and have some fun at Creekside Community Brew.
That's every Saturday night now. Because we're here anyway. We have our pub hours 4 to 9 on Saturday, so it's nice to have music and talent come in and support that local talent by coming in and joining us 7 to 9 on Saturdays.
One of the guys said that he never used a microphone and wasn't exactly sure, you know, what to do. So he stood up and did it sans microphone,
mm-hmm.
and then saw other people doing it, and that got him the role to go ahead and jump behind the mic and do it. And maybe it was a learning experience.
Well,
I think
that's part of what open mic is, don't you? It's not just come and be, you know, all these professional people descend on a place. This is people of all stages and what interest in their instrument, whether it be their voice or their guitar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a chance to share everyone from a newcomer to the process.
One was a former Greenville College student, and another was his father, who was very early in his father-in-law, who was very early in his music and guitar career. I mean,
and that's nice. It shows you can pick up a guitar at any age.
Yeah.
So it's something that we're happy to be able to accommodate, and it was just nice.
It was fun. It was absolutely fun, and you know, I got a chance to sit there and keep time with some guys, do a drum beat if I needed to, where it was appropriate, without being too interferent, and it was a ball. It was a good time. It was at my home.
Very cool. So anyway, folks, we're going to go and bake our little hearts out. Thanks for putting up with our missed episodes, and we hope you've enjoyed this one, and we hope to be back on a regular basis every Monday night.
We hope so.
Instead of Sunday now, yeah.
It's the new Sunday.
It is. Take care, folks.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.